So, having been to world championships and now been through this, what's it like being a part of this team?
It's very different, but it's still so much fun. I feel like every single trip that I go on just, like, gets better and better. I mean, everything, like, it's just different every time I do it, and it's so fun. I feel like it never gets old, and, like, it's always such an honor to, like, wear the flag on my cap, you know, and be there with my teammates and get to know new people. It's just... it's so fun.
Mike was saying, like, this was the one you thought you'd make. This was kind of the one you were
talking about. Yeah.
So, I mean, now that you're here and you've already done the big one, what does it feel like to have such a big role, to be, like, so much the star of this?
Oh, God.
And to win medals for this team.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, going into the summer, I was hoping I'd make this, and so it's kind of crazy. God, it's really crazy. I mean... coming into this, I didn't want to, you know, have too high of expectations, because I didn't know, you know, coming off of Worlds, like, it could be tough and everything, but I really wanted to do as best I can, you know, kind of be a leader, you know, for Team USA, and just have a lot of fun, and I think that's what we're doing. Like, we're really feeding off each other's energy, and it's just, it's really fun. I don't even know what to say.
So what did you gain from being at Worlds? Being a part of that, too?
I think I gained so much confidence, I think. Before Worlds, I honestly didn't speak on trips. Like, I was so shy. I was so, like, introverted. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't very outgoing. And I think Worlds gave me, like, such a sense of, like, confidence and, like, belonging almost. Because on past trips and, like, camps that I'd been to, I almost felt like I didn't, like, have a place. You know, like, I was always scared, like, I wasn't good enough. And then going to Worlds, it was really great. You know, like, everyone was so supportive of me, and, like, I really felt like I was doing great things for Team USA. Mm-hmm. And it's been so great. Like, I've gained so much from that experience.
You're still one of the youngest ones here, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
How have you been able to be a leader, even though, you know, you're not, you know, the 6'9" Swiftly or someone like that?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I guess being a leader, you know, in the pool, you know, trying to help, you know, create some energy, you know, to motivate others for some fast swimming. And all I want to do is, you know, like, be a good person, you know, like, be the person who, like, talks to people, you know, if they're nervous or if they're having a bad day or if they had a bad swim or something. I just want to be there for other people. And in the past, I wasn't, because honestly, I was too scared to talk to other people. So that's really what I want to do now. I just want to talk and, yeah, help people if I can.
A little bit about the pool. Tonight, I know you wanted to go for it. Was that world junior record, what Kaylee McEwen did at Worlds, was that something you were kind of thinking about? A little bugged you didn't get a little faster than you were?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was on my mind, you know. I knew that it would be a huge swim for me to, you know, drop even more than I did at Worlds. So, I mean, I didn't think that it was, like, out of the question, but I knew that I'd have to put up, you know, like, I'd have to do a really great swim to do that. So I just really wanted to go out there and, you know, do the best that I could, you know, really represent Team USA well. And I think Alex and I did a really great job of doing that. So I'm really happy. I mean, I don't think I could have asked for anything else.
What was that moment like with you two at the end there?
It was so fun. I was so happy for her. She's been killing it. She's dropped, like, what, like, 2 or 3 seconds in the summer alone.
Almost as much as you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's insane. It was so fun. It was such a good feeling.
So I want to follow up on something I asked at Nationals.
Okay.
Or you mentioned, what happened with driver's ed?
I finished.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
My
last class was on Friday, and then, so a week ago. My last class was a week ago.
So you did it between Worlds and this?
Yes, I did. Wow. And it was soul-sucking, not going to lie to you. It was not a good time, but I'm a little bummed because I have to go through the driver's ed, and then I have to take my permit test to get, like, you know, my permit and everything so I can drive. And I got my, like, blue card to take my permit on Friday night, but then, like, the place to go take my test wasn't open over the weekend, so I haven't gotten my permit yet, so I have to take it when I get back. I'm just, yeah, it's been
something,
like,
to look forward to.
I'm a little bummed. I wanted to get it earlier, though. Yeah, but we're getting there.
There's time.
Yes.
Well, so how much are you looking forward to the next couple of days now? Pressure's off. 100 fly, 50 back.
I mean, I'm really excited tomorrow for the 50 back. I mean, 50s. I don't... Yes, 50s are fun. I'm not a great sprinter, but the 50 fly this morning was a blast. Yeah. Like, I had so much fun. And then I'm really excited for the 100 fly, you know, to see what I can do. Because... For the first time in a long time, I went faster in the 100 fly than I did in the 100 back at Nationals. So I'm, like, curious to see, like what I'll do here. So I'm excited.
Should be fun. Then that may be really another chance.
Another
chance to go faster than Natalie Coughlin in the 100 back.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You're 1/100 slower than Natalie Coughlin.
Really?
Than she ever was.
Oh, my God.
The 58.9 was 1/100 slower than she ever was.
That is insane.
When do you think you'll be able to, like, fully digest all this? Is it something you're trying to do now, or is it...
No, I'm, like, I honestly think it'll be something that I think about, like, weeks from now. I'm just, like, trying to be in the moment, you know? Like, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I think that's a mistake I made at Worlds. After semifinals, I was, like, really, like, oh, my gosh, like... And I couldn't sleep that night, and it's just... I'm trying to, like, learn from that, you know? And just enjoy it after I'm done with everything, you know?
Yeah. I have plenty of time, plenty of stuff to enjoy.
Yes.
Reagan, thank you.
Thank you so much.